The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial and North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, and we are here each and every Sunday morning providing you financial advice in a language you can understand. It's my distinct pleasure to be here today and welcome all of the moms who might be tuning in this morning. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I've left my wife home sleeping, so she is actually enjoying Mother's Day at the house. I'm sure the kids will make her breakfast and have a great day for her. We've got lots of fun things planned for my wife, Laura, while I go in here into the studio and wish all of you the happiest of Mother's Day. You know, this is one of these days where we get to step back and reflect on all that mom does. And what I've learned is that from a financial standpoint, Mother's Day has become quite an industry all in itself. Did you know, here's an interesting fact, that 84% of Americans will celebrate Mother's Day today. 84%. That's a pretty large number. But the amount of money that gets spent on Mother's Day gifts, $21.4 billion expected to be spent in 2017. That's a lot of money. But what I found fascinating, though, and I found this on a website, it's called Fundivo, F-U-N-D-I-V-O. It offers up all these kind of fun statistics about any holiday, anything you want to find. Fundivo is the name of the company. It says, though, that the average person spent for Mother's Day is $172. That one, sorry, I don't believe that one. I got to believe that more people are spending a lot less than that than what the statistic might suggest, especially when they say that the average, the person who typically spends the most money on mom are people between the ages of 25 and 34 years old. So let me ask you, I mean, what do you think? Do you think your 25 to 34-year-old is spending on average $172 on a Mother's Day present? I know that if my wife received a present from our kids who were between 25 and 34 years old that was worth about $175, she'd tell them to return it. I have a feeling that would be the case because she'd say, why are you spending that kind of money on me? I will tell you, my personal belief is when you want to spend money on, when you want to do something special for mom on Mother's Day, it's not about the gift. It's about the experience. It's about hanging tight, hanging close with mom. Look, I just, as you may know, last week I celebrated my birthday. I was 51 years old. In fact, I wasn't on the show last Sunday. We did a repeat of the show so I could stay home on my birthday. But that evening, I had one request for my birthday. All I wanted to do was go out for dinner at Palana, my favorite steak restaurant in Peabody, to go out with my family, the seven of us, and our closest friend, his wife and their two children, the 11 of us, just for us to go out for dinner. I just wanted to spend time with them. We, you know, in the hectic worlds that we live, I think any mom in the world would love to just be celebrated, have people spend time with them, pay attention to them, listen to their stories. It's not about the gifts, folks. It's about the experience. I mean, we live in such a culture these days of where people feel like they need to outspend the next person. Look how fancy the cars are getting that we're driving. Look how expensive the sneakers are that we seem to want to purchase. How high-end the clothing stores have become. Now, those are all nice purchases and nice things to have. But man, having someone make me dinner or having someone tell me a story or go to the movies with me or just sit and hang out in a room where neither of us even talk. To me, those are some of the best experiences. And my guess, as a mom, that's what you want. You want to be pampered. You want to be taken care of. It's not about how expensive the gift is. It's how valuable the time is that you spend with the person who deserves your attention that day. You know, Mother's Day is a great time. And as you may know, about 3 or 4 years ago, I lost my mom to multiple sclerosis. And today I'll make a visit over to the cemetery and pay my respects to her and reflect on all the great times that we have. But we all have a mother. I think there's no question about that. We all have a mother. And let's make sure that we spend that time today giving them the time, the attention, the apologies that they deserve. I mean, some people are still holding grudges with mom. You'll regret it. You really will. Go out and give mom a call. Tell her how much you love her. But when it comes to buying gifts, like I said, that is one of the things that happens around Mother's Day, whether it's flowers, whether it's greeting cards. Generally, Americans shop, it says here, that on in department stores to buy something for mom. In fact, 33% of Americans will shop in either a department store or a specialty store for Mother's Day. Mother's Day doesn't seem to be the place where discount stores get your attention. And what's interesting also is that local and small businesses have not generally been the benefactors of Mother's Day purchases. Usually Mother's Day purchases are big department stores, specialty stores, and online purchases. That's where it's happening. Just some interesting statistics that I'm pulling up off of a website called Fundivo, FUNDIVO.com. This is Mark Friedman. This is Dollars and Cents that you're listening to today. It's Mother's Day, and we're trying to share some interesting ideas, interesting thoughts, and some items that you might not realize about how big the Mother's Day story really is, how big the revenue is that comes through, billions of dollars. You know, the growth of Mother's Day online shopping has been fierce over the past few years. It's now about 30% of all purchases for Mother's Day are done online. And 62% of Mother's Day gifts are for moms or stepmoms. That's right. So you think, okay, so who gets the gifts on Mother's Day? Well, moms or stepmoms, 62% of them. The wife, well, she generally gets about 23% of those because, you know, I leave it to my kids. I leave it to my kids to get Laura a gift for Mother's Day. Yes, I do get Laura gifts, and I usually just let the kids give them to her. But daughters, only 10%, sisters, 8%, grandmothers, 7%. Moms and stepmothers are the big ones that get the presents this year. But what are Americans buying for Mother's Day? What are some of the things that they're purchasing? According to Fundivo.com, F-U-N-D-I-V-O, the number one thing that is given as a gift for Mother's Day is a greeting card. Number two is flowers. So I'm trying to figure this out. Earlier in the show, I told you that the average spend on a gift for Mother's Day is $172. I've yet to find a $172 greeting card, nor have I found flowers that generally cost $172. Though I will admit that during Mother's Day, they certainly jack up the prices for tulips and roses and all those other flowers. But what I thought was interesting, 55% of Americans will choose to take mom out for what's called a special outing. So what might that special outing be? For many of you, it might be going out for brunch today. For many of you, it might be going to church for Sunday. Maybe it's going to a ball game. Maybe it's going to the opera. Maybe it's going to the theater. Maybe it's walking around Salem Harbor or going to Gloucester or visiting one of the wonderful restaurants along our North Shore seacoast. Lots of things we can do, but special outings, that's what mom wants to do. Take her for a ride. Listen to her. Spend some time with her. Let her share some stories. Ask her. Ask her about what's been so important to her about being a mom. And you know what? If you asked your mom right now, "Mom, what are the three things that make you most proud about being a mom?" I bet she would love to be asked that question. Let me offer that again. Ask mom, "What are the three most significant things that you are proud of as a mom?" You ask her that question and you will blow her away. She will be so excited to share stories, to reflect, to reminisce. And do your best today to let mom do the talking. Don't try to compare it to something else that you're doing. Ask, "Mom, tell me more about that. Tell me a little bit more." Listen, this is Mom's Day, and make it worthwhile to her. All right, enough about Mother's Day. We are here each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m., providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And yes, Mother's Day is one of those financial decisions. You have to decide, what am I going to do for Mother's Day? Will I spend money? Will I just create that experience? What will I do, but make sure that that experience with mom is of great value? You know, we've been going through a lot of changes here in the marketplace these days, a lot of changes in our economy. We've seen our president make some decisions on different people that will stay in office and people that will not represent our government in the weeks and years to come. A lot of stuff going on. But it's interesting, though, as you follow the markets, they're really not reacting nearly as wildly as some of the comments that we read on Facebook or on some of these social media posts. I do think it's interesting as we try to make our own personal decisions about our money, about our financial future, about the economy, on how we go about choosing to make decisions. I think more than ever before, we need to be more rational about how we choose to make decisions, especially about our money. The sound bites are getting more and more extreme. The television shows, the radio shows, the blogs that you might listen to and follow. Everything becomes more and more extreme. But the market is a temperature check of where people believe the market will be in the future. You see, that's what's interesting is, you know, the market, when you talk about the stock market, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, whatever it might be, when you see what the value is, the closing price that day, that's a reflection that shows here's the equal number of buyers and sellers. Here's the equal number of people who believe the market is priced properly. If people think that the market is priced too expensively, then people will start to sell and you'll start to see the market go down. If people believe the market is priced too inexpensively, you'll see the price of the stock market to go up. And what drives that? Oftentimes the day-to-day, moment-to-moment fluctuation that happens in the stock market is driven by news. And the way we get our news today is in very quick, very short, very reactive sound bites. You know, I was out with a friend of mine who used to be an editor over at the New York Times. And they were telling me how years ago, journalistic responsibilities and roles were significantly more stringent than how they are today. It used to be that you needed two sources to be able to post something in your newspaper. Today, you have to ask yourself, do you believe that there are two qualified sources that this author had talked to before posting this information on a website, on a Facebook post, in a Twitter feed, or even on television? Folks, the rules are changing, and we have to be so much more responsible for making informed decisions when it comes to our money. It's dangerous. It's scary. And oftentimes a certified financial planner is in a position to help you be rational during very emotional times. And you know, right now we've kind of got complacent. The market's kind of stabilized for a while. Yes, it's hovering at an all-time high, but it's relatively stable. It bumps up and down a bit, but we all know that this could move in any direction at any time. What are we predicting? What do I think? I'll tell you what I think. I think the market's going to drop 10% at any time, and it doesn't scare me in the least bit. That's normal. A 10% drop on the Dow Jones Industrial Average is a 2,000-point drop. Did you know that a 2,000-point drop only brings us back to November and December of last year? It brings us back to after the election. Before the election, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was around 18,000, and now it's in 21,000 territory. Folks, to go back to 18,000 is no big deal. Before the election, we weren't scared about where the market was going to be. In fact, many thought that if Donald Trump won this election, that the stock market would tumble. It did for a few hours, and then it returned positively and has continued to skyrocket. There's lots of opportunities that are out there today, lots of reasons why you should stay invested and not be scared. And I want to talk to you more about that in the next few segments that come. But for now, we've got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. We'll have more for you. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Here's Isn't it time to get serious about your retirement planning? Friedman Financial is a financial planning and investment management firm in Peabody. They've been helping professionals and retirees put solid strategies into play for 40 years. When you're planning to get serious about planning for retirement, call Friedman Financial for a free initial consultation at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or go online to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. If I had
$1 million. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. We're right near the North Shore Mall. We've been providing financial planning and investment management advice since 1968. I know that seems hard to believe that financial planning and investment services have been around that long, but they certainly have been. My dad started our firm back in 1968. I joined the firm in 1991, and I've been doing this for, I guess, 26 years now. Dad retired from our firm in 2007. And my business partner, who's been on this radio show with me a few times, is Marion Gilman. She joined us in 2000, so she's been with me 17 years. You know, I always find it fascinating that 90% of our clients live within or have roots within 10 miles of our office here in Peabody. You know, our goal has always been to focus on individuals and families who live on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area. Many of you know where our office is. It's located behind Shaw's Supermarket, over near the North Shore Mall, but I will tell you, like I've told the listeners in the past few weeks, that our office is moving. That's right. We're not moving far. We're just around the corner. There's going to be a brand new restaurant that's going to open up on Cross Street. That's that big hill that you turn when you're coming down 114. If you're heading up towards the North Shore Mall, you drive up that hill. There was the car dealership up on the right-hand side. There's a Long's Jewelers just after that, and there's a brand new white building. It's two stories high. Alto Forno is the name of the restaurant that is going to be on the first floor. They are owned by the same people that own Daniela's and Palana Restaurant. They're going to be going into the first floor. They open in the next couple weeks. And we, ultimately, will be moving into the second floor there. It's going to be a while before we get there, probably September of this year. But we are very excited to have a new space, a new home, and we'll actually get to have our sign on the building so you'll know where we are. We look forward to meeting with you either before we move or after we move. Our phone number at the office, 978-531-8108. If now is the time to schedule a free initial consultation, perhaps you want to get a second opinion, perhaps you're approaching retirement and you're beginning to think to yourself, oh my goodness, I've got all this stuff all over the place and now it's time for me to take all that stuff and turn it into a paycheck. A paycheck, you might think, well, that's right. When you retire, it's very possible that your paycheck will stop. Perhaps you'll collect Social Security. Perhaps you'll collect a pension income. But what are you going to do for the balance of the money that you need to support your life? How will you know if you're going to run out of money? How will you know if you're not spending enough money? You know, I will tell you, more often than not, certainly in our office, we see people that aren't spending enough. You know, we've grown up in a culture all our lives. We were told to save. We were told, save for a rainy day. Put money aside. Save your money. And that's important. And it's particularly important when the burden has fallen on us over the past several years to be sure that we put enough money aside for us so that we can have money in retirement. The problem is that when it's our own money, we begin to become a little bit more frugal in taking it to support our life. And one of the dangers that I see, one of the challenges that's presented, is the fact that all too often, the children inherit a large amount of money. Not a bad thing, but perhaps more money than you had ever hoped. And perhaps you squandered some of your retirement goals, some of your dreams, what you wanted to do in retirement, simply because you didn't have the confidence in being able to use the money that you have effectively. What does a dream look like? What does a goal look like? We always talk about financial planning goals and having goals. Is a goal to retire a goal? I think it needs more than that. I think we need to talk about and try to define what does retirement mean. A lot of people will come to me and they say, Mark, I plan to retire at age 66. And I say, great. Does that mean you're going to go to your retirement party, collect the gold watch, and then go sit on the front porch rocking in a chair and drinking lemonade? Oh, no, they'll say. It means that I'm going to be done with the job that I'm in today, but of course I'll do something else. Well, then think about that. If you're planning to do something else, then perhaps your sources of income won't 100% be relying upon the money that you've accumulated. Perhaps you'll have earned income as well. Did you know that the secret, the greatest secret to achieving a successful retirement is working? By being able to work, not only do you receive financial benefit, but you receive emotional benefit. Think about the social life that you have at work. Think about the friends that you have. Think about the routines that you have created while you're at work. Perhaps you'll change jobs, but do you think you'll find new routines? You think you'll find new friends, new people to go out for dinner with? Of course you will. But imagine life without work. If you've ever been laid off and you've realized that, oh my goodness, I don't have a job, there are no job prospects out there, and all I can do is collect an unemployment check, you realize how lonely that can be. Do you want retirement to be that lonely for so many years? For some people, it's exactly what you want. Just leave me alone. Let me enjoy retirement on my time, on my terms. Let me spend some more time with my spouse, with my family, with my friends. But you know what happens? You know what we learn as we get older? Everybody's busy when we don't want to be busy. That's one of the things that I notice happens, even with my mother-in-law, for instance, using her as an example. As her kids have grown and moved out of the house and have had their own kids, we don't go to visit my mother-in-law every Sunday like we used to. We're busy. And she's busy. But we have to find time for each other. We have to find time to make sure that we're fulfilling what it is that we want to do. And of course, happy Mother's Day to all of the moms that are out there today. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope all of your children remember you and reflect upon how much you've given to them, because I will tell you the toughest job in the world, I think, is that of a mom. And I've never been one. I'm a dad, but I see how hard my wife works trying to keep the schedules and the lives busy of the five kids that we have and me being the sixth kid. And what she does and the dedication that Laura puts into everything that she does. I know that we will be celebrating her all day today. Hopefully she is still in bed and getting to sleep late. But today's going to be all about her. And I hope that you find time to make Mother's Day all about your mom today. But, you know, as I'm thinking about, you know, what we do as we begin to retire, life changes. What we do will be different. How we handle life in retirement will be a different schedule than what we've grown accustomed to while we were working. What will we do? What do you think you'll do different? Think about what a goal could be. Now, a lot of people will tell me, when I retire, I want to travel more. Okay, well, let's talk about travel for a minute. What does it mean to travel more? When you imagine traveling, does it mean going to visit the kids more? Does it mean going to the mountains, going to the Cape, going to Florida, going to Europe, going to Australia, going on an Alaskan cruise, going on a tour of the national parks? What does that all mean? What does travel mean to you? And how will you go about traveling? Will you seek the budget approach, trying to find the most inexpensive way to travel as you can? Or will you celebrate a little bit and fly first class, stay in five-star hotels, eat at the finest restaurants, take the finest of tours? Now, when we start to define what those goals look like, when we start getting answers to those questions, what you imagine your retirement to look like, what you imagine that trip, that tour that you want to go on, who's going to go on it with you, how you're going to do it, that's a real goal. Really trying to fine-tune it and then saying, okay, this is going to cost me X number of dollars. How am I going to pay for it? Now, what's interesting is many people don't realize that's exactly what a financial planner does. Many people seem to think that all a financial planner does is help you with your investments. Well, that's just a slice in the pie, folks. Trying to help you make the smartest decisions with your money to fulfill your biggest and smallest dreams is a major part of what a financial planner does. If you're not getting that from your financial planner, I'd start looking around, because the rules around financial planning are changing. You see, there's this thing called the fiduciary rule that has rolled out recently. It means that a financial advisor has an obligation to place your interests first. Now, a firm like ours that's been around since 1968 has followed that premise for certainly longer than I've been with the firm. It's always been about putting your financial interests first. Now, how do I justify that? How do I explain that? Let me offer you up a little story, a little perspective here. And you begin to think about, are you working with a financial advisor who's placing your interests first? The first thing I would ask you is, does the financial advisor that you work with know where everything is and what everything is worth in your financial life? Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, does your financial planner maintain a net worth statement that they show to you each time you visit and talk with them that shows here's how much money you have in the bank, here's how much money you have in your 401k plan, here's how much money you have in an investment account, here's the value of your house, here's the mortgage that you have, here's the credit card loans that you have or the automobile loans, here's the insurance policies, and of course, here's the information about the investment account that you have with their firm. Do they know where all of that stuff is? Can they produce that? Are they making a decision? Are they providing advice to you that's based upon the big picture rather than just the investment account at their office? Now, I can't necessarily blame the financial advisor all the time, because sometimes people say, well, I don't want my financial advisor to know all of that stuff. Well, then you need to understand something. When a financial advisor is only provided with a limited amount of information, they cannot place your interests first. How could they possibly do that? How could they make decisions, offer you advice, offer you things to think about your investment account, if they don't know where everything is and what everything is worth? At Friedman Financial, we take great pride in knowing where everybody's money is, how it's allocated, what the debts are that they hold, what the assets are that they own. We build a net worth statement and maintain it for you. Every single person. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that all the money is here at my office. It could be with your company where you have your 401k plan. It could be at the Bank of America or at Citizens Bank or at Salem 5 or some other bank. It could be in an annuity. It could be in an insurance policy. It could be in an investment account, an IRA, a 403b account, a pension, a Social Security, whatever it is. Some of it might be with us, some might not be. But I will tell you this, if you want to get advice from us, we need to know where it is. I need you to say to me, Mark, this, I'm signing off on this because now you've captured and understand where everything is so that the advice that I provide to you will be based upon how it impacts the big picture, not taking a speculative guess. And that's what's happening these days. People are looking at the current state of our economy and they're saying, well, the market's up pretty high. Is there something that could be the next Tesla? Is there something that could be the next Amazon or Facebook that I should be buying? Or should I be really careful because if this market drops, maybe I should get out and go to cash and buy something else? Folks, that's speculation. That's timing. That does not work. The smartest investors, the smartest retirees know that reacting to day-to-day fluctuation, day-to-day news, day-to-day stories that you hear at the coffee shop, around your in your neighborhood, as you're watching TV or wherever it might be, you cannot react to those things. These are people's opinions. And what's even worse is you want to exacerbate the opinions even further. Even the smartest economists that are out there, the greatest names that you see up on CNBC, when they're offering advice, do you know what their success rate is in the advice that they offer? Generally, it's about 40% correct. That means 60%, more than half of the time, they're wrong. Yet we hear something we like from some particular economist, and we say, this is what so-and-so said, and we react to it. Folks, I caution you so much to avoid that reaction, because in the weeks and months to come, this market could get volatile. We could see the stock market drop 10%. We could also see it go up another 10%. And when that happens, some of the prognosticators that appear on television, they want to be as extreme as possible because that's what the television ratings like. They like extremism. That's when people start following their station. When somebody says the market's going to go up another 40% or this will be the next biggest crash of the U.S. stock market. That's what they love on TV. We have to avoid reacting to that. As a certified financial planner, we take great pride in limiting that type of reaction. We are rational during emotional times. It's what people need. It's what you deserve. Because you, only you, can control the destiny of your financial future. You need help along the way. A lot of people need help along the way. And it's really not that hard. But it's just having that Sherpa that is along with you, providing you with that straight guidance to point you in the right direction. All right, we've got to take a little break. I'm going to be back in a few minutes. I want to remind you, though, about our newsletter that we put out each and every Friday. In fact, this week's newsletter, we talked about the value of mom. If mom were to get a paycheck for the work that she does, what would it be worth? You know what? I think we'll actually talk about that when we get back. But if you do want to sign up for our newsletter, visit our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Click at the bottom of the website. Click on the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter, and boom, you are all set. We'll get you the newsletter. But for right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
The blockbuster 2017 musical season has been announced for Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater, and you won't want to miss a show. 76 trombones. Join in the parade when the classic American musical The Music Man marches on stage to open the season in June. In July, you're invited to be our guest when we present the magical family production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. The summer continues with one monster of a hit show, Young Frankenstein, the hilarious Mel Brooks musical. Then join us in the fall for a brand new production of the Tony Award-winning musical, Evita. The season will end with a dazzling production of 42nd Street, the Tap Dance Spectacular. Become a season subscriber and see all five shows from the best seats at the lowest prices. Book your tickets at nsmt.org and make a memory to last a lifetime.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial advice in a language you can understand for almost 50 years. Yeah, April of 2018, we'll celebrate our 50th anniversary of providing advice to individuals and families who live on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. It's been my pleasure to do this radio show for almost 5 years now. We love meeting everybody. We love meeting you when you come to visit the office here in Peabody, or when you call our office, or even if you drop me an email. Let me give you my email, because you've been sitting around here thinking, you know, I got a question that I want to ask Mark. Or perhaps there was something that I said on the radio that you're thinking, man, that didn't make any sense. So maybe he could clarify that. Let me give you my email address. It is Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. Go ahead, drop me a question. I'm always happy to answer them for you. I do it as quickly as I possibly can. I'm also happy to schedule some time to have you visit our office for a free initial consultation. We have met so many families and individuals who live in the North Shore, Merrimack Valley, and Southern New Hampshire area. We are delighted to meet with you. But who do we want to see? Who is a good fit for our office? Everybody asks me that question. Let me see if I can try to define that for you, because it kind of goes through a spectrum. There are five specific groups that we kind of target, but generally think about this. If you're over the age of 50, you probably meet the first criteria. 50 to 100 is probably best for us. 23-year-olds, 25-year-olds, it's probably not the time to be working with a firm like ours. Generally, a 50-plus-year-old has investable assets of somewhere around $300,000 to $500,000 or more. Generally, they're making around $100,000 to $200,000, sometimes even more. Generally, they have a total net worth when they add up their investment accounts, their 401k, their house, the cars that they own, variable annuities that they might have, whatever it could be. When they add it all up, it's somewhere between $500,000 and $2.5 million. In retirement, the clients that we're generally seeing want to spend $5,000 to $15,000 a month, sometimes even more, generally not less. Many clients that we see are trying to make decisions on which option should I take and when should I take it from Social Security? How should I handle this? When do I take money from my IRA? What is a minimum distribution? When do I have to take it and how much do I need to take? Do I need to pay taxes on my distribution? Do I need to pay taxes on my entire IRA when I turn 70 and a half? Lots of open-ended questions, lots of things to think about. Those are questions that we're answering for our clients each and every day. What I find oftentimes for those that are approaching their 60s and into their 70s is they're finding that they've worked with a number of financial advisors in the past. They have an insurance guy. They have a couple investment people. They bought an annuity from somebody. Maybe they had an account that's still held with a former employer. Maybe the wife inherited some money. Maybe there's a little bit of a custodian account that's still around for your kids. And you realize you've accumulated all of these things and you don't know what to do with them. And God forbid something were to happen to you or your spouse. How will those issues get resolved? Where will the money go? What will happen? You don't want to leave that up to a judge. You want to make sure that you take control, that you know where everything is. So when people come to us, they say, you know what, Mark? It was fun for a while dealing with all of these people. But now is the time to get serious. I want to work with somebody who can speak in my language, who can provide financial advice in a language we can understand, so that when I'm gone, my surviving spouse will know that there's someone to talk to, will know that there is someone that's in a place that knows where everything is and what everything is worth, so that I can begin to feel comfortable, even after I'm gone, that the legacy will pass along to my spouse, the legacy will pass along to my children, that my wishes will be fulfilled, and I won't be paying unnecessary legal fees and taxes that I could have avoided had I been smarter. That's what we do. If now is the time to schedule an appointment at our office, I would love to do that for you. It's a free consultation. We generally send out a kit to you, provide you information about who we are, how we work. Everything is transparent. You can ask me anything. I don't ever, ever want you to feel embarrassed or restricted in thinking that you can't ask me something. I will tell you anything you want to know. That's how we work here. It's called transparency, and it's the way that Friedman Financial has operated for its entire 50 years. So if you'd like to schedule a free initial consultation, give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you call today, Jody is not in the office. It's a Sunday. We're closed, and it's also Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all of you. But leave a message, and we'll get back to you on Monday. We'll schedule some time for you. We'll get you up on our schedule, and I would love to meet with you. All right, I had promised when we last left that I was going to tell you about a gift that you can give Mom today. Because, you know, today is Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day, and you need to know what can you give to Mom that will cost you nothing, because we have read statistics earlier today that said that the average person, and I don't believe this, spends $172 on Mom. The average person spends $172 on Mom. Maybe that's true. Maybe I'm just cheap. I don't know. I find that hard to believe. But I will tell you something that you can get from Mom. Let's say you just woke up this morning and you went, oh my God, I forgot all about the fact that it's Mother's Day today. What should I do for Mom? Well, I'm going to give you a website to go to, and then I'm going to encourage you to go to your closest Staples. That's right, Staples. They have a little print center. Because what you can do on this website, if you go to salary.com, it's the Mom Salary Wizard. That's what it's called, the Mom Salary Wizard. Just go to Google and it'll take you there. It's real easy. And there's this little questionnaire that says, what is a mom's work worth? Think about it. Some moms are working moms. They're working and they're also at home, but there's others that are at home and the work that the stay-at-home mom does is so underappreciated, so under-recognized, and so certainly undervalued. So what happens here is you go to this website It says mom's salary wizard, and it asks the question, what is a mom's work worth? The first thing you have to do is you have to match up your mom job. So I'm going to do this with you. I'm going to do this right now as we're on the radio. It says, that first question it asks is, how many children do you have that are between the ages of 0 and 5 years old? And I'm going to put the answer for me is 0, because all of my kids are older. How many school-age kids do you have? Well, it says between the ages of 6 and 18. Well, as you well know, I have 5 children, but Mindy is 21, so she's out of the house. Actually, now that I think about it, Alana is 19. So there's actually only 3 school-age kids. So, and mom, and Laura is, it says, are you a stay-at-home mom or a working mom? And Laura's a stay-at-home mom. So I'm going to calculate this thing out. So I'm hitting this button, and it's running for me now as we hit this, and it says, okay, so a stay-at-home mom in the United States would earn, on a national average for what they do, about $118,000. The national low average is $68,000. The national high average is $171,000. But that's national, so let's make it local. I'm going to put in my zip code. It says put in your zip code to make this local. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to hit go, and we're going to pop up with another range that's going to say that locally, Laura's value at a local median level is $125,000. Now, how do they calculate all that stuff, you might ask yourself? So what it does is it breaks down all the various jobs that a mom does. Now, you can customize this any way they want. The software came up and came up with a few basic templated numbers, but you can change this any way you want. For instance, one of the typical stay-at-home mom jobs is to be that of a housekeeper. So it says, during the course of a week, how many hours does mom work as a housekeeper? Now, this says that mom would work 14.6 hours. That's their estimate. I'm going to just put it in here as, let's say, as a housekeeper, mom does 2 hours a day times 7 days a week. That's, well, that's 14. Look at that. That's where they came up with the 14.6. How about as a cook? Is it 2 hours a day again? Perhaps it is. So we'll leave that at 14 as well. How about as a daycare center teacher? Well, Laura's not doing much of that as a daycare center teacher. My kids do their own homework. Periodically, they show it to us, but they're pretty much on their own. So I'm going to change that one up a bit. Now, remember, we're talking about the Mom Salary Wizard website. This is an opportunity for you to produce your own check for mom. You can produce a check for mom to show her what she's worth for the time that she does. So, a facilities manager, what does mom do as the facilities manager? You know, someone's got to clean the toilets. Somebody's got to make sure the light bulbs are all set. They're using 10 hours as a potential time doing that. How about the computer operator? Does mom have to send mail? Does she have to send email? Does she have to check websites? Does she have to do that? You can change whatever number you want. How about as a psychologist? How about as a janitor? How about as a driver? How many hours does mom spend driving the van, driving the SUV? How about as a laundry machine operator? How many hours does mom do laundry? Then there's the other stuff she has to do as a chief executive officer. She's got to be in charge of this thing. She's got to lead. She's got to manage people. Well, if you just went with the templated numbers that are shown here on the standard report, that would say that's 96 hours that mom is spending doing these jobs. But you know, there's probably some other stuff that mom does, and it gives you an opportunity to customize it even further. Is mom an administrative assistant, a bookkeeper, paying the bills? Does she plan events? Is she a maintenance worker, a groundskeeper, an interior designer, a nutritionist, a plumber, sometimes even the nurse? Well, you can figure out what all of that is worth, and you come up with a number. And then when you hit go, it will produce a mock check and an earnings statement that you can email to mom or you can print it out. Imagine that. It's called mom.salary.com is the report that's going to come out. But you can take this report, send it off to Staples, deliver mom a giant check if you want, to reward her, to thank her, and say, mom, what you do is incredibly valuable, and sometimes we don't stop to sit down and say thank you. So just a thought for you, something fun to do for Mother's Day. I hope you'll consider that or consider something else that's fun to do for mom. All right, we've got to take a quick break. When we get back, I've got this thing called a stat bank. Statistics of information that might blow you away about what you'll see about how the world around us is dealing with different financial issues. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I don't have.
Are you worried about mosquitoes and ticks ruining your summer fun? Many may carry the West Nile virus, Triple E, or Lyme disease, all harmful diseases that can infect your family and pets through a single bite. I'm Lee Hunsaker of Master Mosquito Control. Our safe, affordable spray treatments can eliminate these pests within 30 minutes. Get protection for up to 3 weeks. Give us a call at Master Mosquito Control, 888-321-4486, or contact us online at bughitman.com.
Serving Middlesex and Essex County.
Do you ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
North Shore Music Theater, the area's leader in arts and entertainment, now offers year-round theater education programs for kids 7 to 18. These singing, dancing, and acting classes are for kids of all skill levels. In addition to improving performing arts skills, our expert instructors help children build confidence, critical thinking skills, and creativity in a fun, energetic, and dynamic environment. For more information about education programs at North Shore Music Theater, log on to nsmt.org.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. I'm here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And it's my distinct pleasure to be here, especially today, because today is Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the great moms out there. Laura, who is the mom to my five children, is taking the smart road this today. She is sleeping. She is sleeping as long as she wants because she works so hard. What my wife has done over the past few weeks in managing carpools, driving my kids back and forth to musical performances that they were in, to shows, to dance recitals, to volleyball games, just coordinating the schedules, coordinating meals, laundry, making sure that everything in our house happens and it goes off without a hitch, trying to host other people. Look, at my house, maybe at your house too, but my house is the one where all of my kids' friends want to hang out. So we're not oftentimes making dinner for just the seven of us. Actually, there's only five of us now because two of them are in college. But generally, we're making dinner for anywhere from 7 to 10 people on a regular basis. In fact, just this Saturday night, my son Corey had his musical that he did, The Little Mermaid, out in North Andover at the North Andover Middle School. The North Andover Middle School. We decided to invite whatever kids he wanted from his play, kids that were his age, to come back to the house for a party. And they did. And there was like 25 or 30 kids that showed up. And they stayed till 11, 12 o'clock at night. And man, was that quite the night. It went even longer and longer than we thought. The kids were all sitting around the piano singing songs from the show. We had a wonderful time with all of these kids. But Laura coordinates all this stuff. She gets the food for it. She plans everything. This is her invaluable skill, and each mom has their own invaluable skill. If you've not downloaded or taken a look at the Mom Salary Wizard that you can find, go search it through Google. It's called Mom Salary Wizard. Do that right now. Type in mom's name. Type in the zip code where you live, and then start to follow the earnings statement that's up there. It gives you an estimate on the number of hours that mom might spend as a housekeeper, as a cook, as a computer operator, psychologist, a janitor, a van driver, etc. And it gives you an actual paycheck, an actual paycheck. This paycheck that she has can be printed. You can deliver it to her today. Bring it to her for Mother's Day. Go to Staples. Print it up on one of that hard cardstock or one of those foam boards. You can sign it. Everybody can sign it and say, here, Mom, thanks. because I was reading some statistics earlier. It said that the average person spends $172 on a gift for mom on Mother's Day, and the people that spend the most are between the ages of 25 and 34. What do you think about that? You think they're spending that much money? I don't know. Maybe they are. But I think here's an easy way, something fun, something interesting, something that mom will love. You know what else you could do with mom? Here's an idea that I got out of a website called Wise Bread. That's right, Wise, W-I-S-E, bread.com. He says, work with mom to develop a dream fund. Think about this for a minute. Talk to your mom about what her absolute dream vacation could look like. And as mom begins to describe it, you start writing down a whole bunch of words. And then, over the next weeks that follow, you start clipping out pictures from magazines, from the website, whatever it is, that identify things that fall within mom's dream vacation. Let's say, for instance, mom wants to travel to Greece. She wants to see the Greek Isles. She wants to learn about Greek mythology. She wants to try some Greek food. Imagine trying to build a board for mom that everybody who went there, everybody goes to visit, they bring something that they can add to the board so mom can imagine, begin thinking about, oh my goodness, this is what we're going to do. And you know, in many cases, mom may have the resources and the funds to do it. She just doesn't know how to plan for it, how to spend it sometimes. Perhaps that's something that you can help her do together. Hey, maybe she'll even bring you on the trip. Something different to do. Here's another thing that you might want to do for mom. Give her a subscription, believe it or not, to a financial magazine or a financial book. Yeah, that might sound like an odd thing to do, but mom is thinking about her own retirement. She's beginning to explore, what is it going to take for me to achieve retirement? Now, yes, I have published a book. It's called Retiring for the Genius. You can get it on Amazon.com if you'd like to buy the book. You're happy to do so. If you want to swing by the office, I'd be happy to sign it and even write mom's name on it if you'd like. Happy to do that, but there are plenty of great financial resources to get mom started. There's plenty of books that are written in a language that she can understand. Now, I'm not saying that mom's dumb. Absolutely not that at all. In fact, mom is usually the smartest person we all know. But when it comes to personal finance, it's oftentimes a very foreign subject. So if she needs some help, she needs some skills, pick her up a book. Pick her up a subscription to a financial magazine. Another thing that you could do to surprise mom is, what if you paid one of her bills? Imagine if you paid her long-term care policy premium. Or what about her mortgage premium or a car payment or the electric bill? Or just found her Visa bill and paid it. Wouldn't that be a surprise for mom? Now look, mom's not generally looking for money. Mom's looking for love. That's what mom wants from you more than anything else. Show her you care. Do something today that shows her you care. It's Mother's Day. Make it about her. Make it a special day to her. You know what you might do? Perhaps mom has a favorite charity. Maybe you could make a contribution in her name to the favorite charity. Maybe the two of you could go volunteer somewhere today. Maybe the two of you could go to a homeless shelter. Feed some people that are hungry. Go to church and serve food at the church today. Go to a baseball game, or go to a local Little League game and work the snack bar. Do something together. Or even just go on the swan boats. Head into Boston, go to the swan boats. Go to Salem. Go for a walk around Rockport. There's so many things that you can do with mom. Just spend that time with her. All right, before we wrap up things for the day, we've only got about 4 or 5 minutes left in the show. I want to share with you something that came out of what's called the Stat Bank. I get this every month from the Journal of Financial Planning, and it offers up some interesting statistics. Let me share some of them with you. And this is a big one. You know, there's a lot of talk right now about student loans and the amount of debt that students are carrying. Did you know that the greatest number of people who carry student loans these days are people who are 60 plus? And you might say, huh? How is that possible? Did you know that there are 2 million people over the age of 55 who still carry student loans that were called Parent Plus loans? What that means is they signed for loans for their kids, and they still haven't paid them off. Or perhaps they co-signed for a loan with their child, and the child said, I just can't pay it, so the burden went to the parents. That's a huge number. Here's another one. The number 61 is the percentage of U.S. parents with adult children who have assisted them financially in the prior 12 months. I think that number's low, to tell you the truth. I think that number's closer to 80%, because it's all a matter of what are you contributing. I see parents, I see adults, seniors, that are in their 60s and 70s, paying $20,000 a year to pay for daycare costs for their children. People that are still paying their kids' phone bills, and their kids are in their 40s. Folks, we need to stop that. We need to toughen up here a bit, offer up the tough love, make our kids pay their debts. If not, tell them to downsize. Tell them to spend less. And I know you're thinking to yourself, oh, but I don't want to hurt my granddaughter, because my granddaughter might need that support if my kids can't provide it. Your kids can provide it. Show them how hard you worked. Hopefully that lesson translates to them. Give them the tough love that's necessary. Here's a few more. 12.5%, everyone asks me this question. 12.5% is the percentage of a total budget that the average American spends on food. So if you make $100,000 a year, that means $12,500, or almost $1,000, a little more than $1,000 a month, is allocated to food costs. For some, I think it's a lot more than that, because many of us eat out a ton. 38 is the percentage of millennials who might reject a potential romantic partner due to that person's debt. That's a lot of people. 40% of millennials are actually checking in with people to find out what kind of debt they carry before getting potentially romantic with them. Here's another interesting statistic. 39 is the percentage of millennials who would rather disclose a pre-existing sexually transmitted disease to a potential partner than reveal how much debt they actually have. Pretty extreme times we're living in. And how about this one? 51 is the percentage of Americans surveyed who said they wished they'd saved more money. I gotta believe that number's closer to 95%. Doesn't matter how much money you have. Don't you sometimes always think to yourself, or don't you think to yourself, I wish I saved more money? Interesting statistics. I always think that sometimes these statistics are a joke, because you wonder, who are they asking? Where are they going to get their information? Folks, we need to stay away from some of these national statistics. We need to do what's best for us. That's the message that we try to provide here each and every week here on Dollars and Cents. Make decisions that make sense for you. We need to be rational in emotional times, and we need to put our interests first. Find financial partners, find financial advisors that are committed to placing your interests first, and you will do just great. If you'd like to get our free weekly newsletter, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning. All you need to do is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the website, click on the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter, and boom, you'll start to get it. If you would like to schedule a free initial consultation at our office, give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We'll schedule some time for you. We'll get some information out to you. And I look forward to meeting with you. And I look forward to talking to you again next Sunday. But we've got to get out of here. I got to go see how Laura's doing. Hopefully she's still sleeping when I get home. Have a wonderful Mother's Day, everybody. I'm out of here. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.